You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 outbreak has forced many tourist destinations to close worldwide. Like other attractions, a museum at England's Bletchley Park, the famous home of World War II codebreakers, was forced to close its doors in March. But after reopening in July, it soon became clear the heritage attraction was seeing significantly reduced visitor numbers. Chief Executive Ian Standen says the museum usually had hundreds of thousands of visitors each year before the pandemic.
Unfortunately, when we reopened, visitor numbers were well below that which we previously experienced. We were about 50% now of last year's numbers, which has resulted in about a £2 million gap in our funding this year.
Facebook says its donation aims to help the museum save some staff from redundancy and preserve its visitor experiences. But why Facebook? Mr. Standen explains.
It came about because we put out our notice that we were making people redundant, and a couple of weeks later received a phone call from Facebook who said many of their engineers had seen this story and couldn't possibly allow this to happen. They see Bletchley Park as an inspirational place, a place that inspired their careers and continues to inspire them today, and wanted to do something to help us get through the crisis.
Facebook's Vice President for Northern Europe, Steve Hatch, says the social network's own work on new technologies, in particular artificial intelligence, wouldn't have been possible without the achievements of computer scientist Alan Turing and the team at Bletchley Park.
In many ways, it wouldn't be an overstatement to say that Facebook and companies like ours simply wouldn't exist without the pioneering work that took place at Bletchley Park. And I think people are often familiar or increasingly familiar with the role that the team here played during World War II, but perhaps people don't know that this is literally the spiritual home of modern computing.
The Victorian country house was the home of a vast network of World War II codebreakers who helped decipher communications from Nazi Germany and contributed to the Allied victory. After the war, the estate was turned into a heritage attraction and museum, and it also ran learning programs around coding. Research historian David Kenyon says Bletchley's story grows more relevant with each passing year.
Nowadays, we all have a cipher machine in our pocket, which is our mobile phone. And so the security of codes and ciphers is fundamental to how we go to the supermarket, how we do our banking, you know, how we book a taxi. And so the story of Bletchley is ever more important in that sense and ever more relevant and has more and more things to teach us as time goes on.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.